do you, are you sure we can figure out how to do all this? Yeah, okay, oh!
Hi, Poodle. Hi, Squeaky. I'm here to do the singing with you.
Yes, we're just waiting who are we waiting on? Oh, we're waiting on Sassy. Oh!
Squeaky Kitty, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm
ready to do my singing, yes. Are you ready, Poodle?
Oh, yes, we're all ready. Let me just go put on the record player now.
Yes, that'll be lovely.
Okay, I'm gonna go first now. Here we go now. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We won't go until we get some, so bring them out here.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, wait,
hey now, what's going on here?
Be ready, we're singing to everybody.
Oh, okay.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, that was just lovely. I wish V were here to be able to sing, but she's watching that Father Knows Best.
Oh, I know what you mean. The Tommy is probably watching the reindeer floor.
Oh, well, you know, Merry Christmas. Go, Big Daddy, it's Grandma.
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fuck him, he's an asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode, what is it? Big Fatty, you're not prepared!
2067 of the BFO for right the 25th of December 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
Y'all,
we've got some special guests here.
Yes, Big Fatty, and it's not Santa Claus.
Hello, stocking stuffers.
Big Fatty, that's vulgar when you say it.
Hi, everyone. I hope your grandma is going well. Y'all, I hope that you're enjoying your crema morning. Maybe you're having some sausage balls or something to get your day started, or some coffee or something. But y'all, your crema morning is going to get better.
Big Fatty, who are these people? Hi. Hi,
y'all. We've got guests here in the studio, and let's not wait any longer. No, Big Fatty, get on it. Y'all, we have a very special crema morning surprise for you, and y'all, the surprise started last Friday when the doorbell rang, and standing there at the door of the villa was...
Hello, Merry Christmas.
Right, y'all, it was Tom and Terry of the Chicargos. That's Digger and T. Wiggles. Hi!
Hello. Oh, okay. Hello, lovies.
Lovies?
Oh, well, we can share.
That's trademarked. Okay, so anyway, but Tom and Terry showed up here at the villa. As you heard earlier this week, they showed up here at the villa for the crema party. And I want y'all have told me all this, but I want y'all to tell everybody else how you decided that you wanted to do all to show up here and everything, and how you pulled it off.
Well, we just...
Yeah, if you'll speak into the microphone rather than looking at Terry, that would
boy.
Be... The, okay,
I'm I know browbeating.
It gets, it's browbeating already.
Yeah. Why don't you
why don't you keep an eye on my levels and browbeat as needed? We, last Sunday, we just thought, you know, we had the invitation, looked, and we had most everything done that we needed to for Christmas, and we thought, well, we might as well look into flights, and lo and behold, it worked out, and we knew that you wouldn't tell us to go
fuck
ourselves with your southern hospitality. So when the door opened, you couldn't do anything but say, come on in, once you remembered our names.
Well, I knew exactly who they were, but y'all, it was one of those things where you open the door and you go, wait a minute, you don't live in Charleston, you live in Chicago, and you're standing at my front door? And it was just like, I felt like a goofus, but anyway.
Well, it's a good thing we showed up when we did, because there was nobody there. So, there was. We had Melanie and we had
Granny.
Granny was there, so we doubled the amount of guests.
Well, the party did, and now, y'all, T-Wiggle says he's not going to talk, but we're hoping that he'll jump in and correct and browbeat Tom. Throughout the episode, but anyway, we'll wait and see. Y'all, they showed up here, and y'all, I couldn't be more blown away and more excited. Well, especially since it was just Granny and Melanie here. I mean, Melanie's fine, but Granny, I mean, that's not a Christmas party, you know. So anyway, and you got to meet lots of folks and all.
We did. We had a lot of fun. Definitely got to put some faces with the names. Miss Kitty was here. His dancing girl, Olive. What a joy to meet them. We got to meet some other locals. Big Dick was here.
Yes.
I wasn't really sure why anybody called him Big Dick, other than the fact that it looked like he had a peanut butter jar in his pants. So, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was really nice. And we certainly overstayed our welcome. It said on the invitation 6 to 9, but we finally got pushed out about 1 o'clock a.m.
You didn't get pushed out.
All right, it was a gentle...
So, it was...
You pulled us out.
I may have yawned a couple of times, but...
No, you were very hospitable. We didn't feel like we had to leave, but it was late.
That's fine. I mean, that's one of those things that I guess you don't have to put a stop time on a party, but, you know, it's one of those, all right, you know.
Well, we had a long day. We were up at about 3 a.m. our time, and we did get a nip a nap in once we got settled in the hotel. And Terry, you said it was about what?
3 hours. Yeah.
3 hour nap. Well, it went pretty quick.
Wait a minute. You had a 3 hour nap when you got here?
Yeah.
And y'all, they were evidently trolling around Fat Acres here also all afternoon.
No, we drove by once, looked, and we didn't. It looked, it's we figured busy. We better case the joint. If it doesn't look like a place that's up to our standards, we might not show up because nobody would have known anyway.
Well, right. And you know, and I said this to y'all at the party. How wonderful it is to be able to surprise people, and how difficult it is. How did you pull that off?
Well, we just didn't tell anybody.
Right. Okay, so you didn't tell Bacon, is what you're saying.
Right,
okay.
Right. She kind of was asking questions yesterday morning, so yesterday meaning Friday morning.
Right.
So she got tipped off to it late in the game, but I did mention it to...
Larry Vader.
Larry H. Vader. I almost said his name.
Right.
I did mention to later just to Vader just for some questions I had about logistics, but he kept everything quiet. Except he did tell Larry Cly.
He did, and y'all, Vader had told me. Now I'm gonna send something by the villa just before your party starts. So you gonna be around? I said yeah. And y'all, I thought he was gonna send a flower arrangement for the, you know, get Jay Whistle to bring a flower arrangement by or something for the table or something. And all of a sudden, I turned to y'all at some point and I said, wait a minute. Are y'all the surprise that Vader was supposedly sending over?
Well, he's got to take credit for everything. So, it sound like we were. And as it turns out, there were no flowers. There's nothing I like more than flowers and maybe an urn here and there.
Well, right. So, well, but Granny was here, and he was very close to death. Yeah. So, anyway, it's just a matter of time, you know. Tom checked his body temperature a couple of times. Was that a rectal thermometer you were
looking at?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so tell for folks that don't know who Tom and Terry of the Chicagos are, tell us a little bit about you two and how y'all ended up here at the villa, because it's been a long journey. Journey.
Yeah, I don't know how many years, Terry. Quite a while back, Terry got iPhones for us and must have been looking to see what kind of things we could do with them. Discovered podcasts and must have searched Natter or something like that. And lo and behold, started listening to Big Fatty's show and told me about it. And that shortly thereafter, Fatty came to Chicago for a meet and greet, and we had a chance to go and meet him and fell in love and listened ever since.
And Terry has unsubscribed now.
I have unsubscribed, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was him talking, y'all. Could you hear him? Okay.
He stays pretty busy at work, and they don't, I don't think there's a lot of time for him to listen. Although maybe you could. He takes a bicycle to and from the office, so I suppose if you had a headset, you could listen, but I don't want to force you to go back and...
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't force that on you either. Yeah. So.
But yeah, we've seen you many times at the G'day's.
That's true.
We missed a couple of years in the last, I think, seven. We might have been over about five or seven. But always is a pleasure to see you there and had an opportunity to come down. I know we said we always wanted to do it, so we figured this is a good time to barge in and force ourselves on you.
We did not barge in. The only thing I felt badly about was that you weren't staying here. Although, when I'm having a Christmas party, you're not going to stay here. You
no,
know?
No.
You don't need house guests on top of a Christmas party. So, but you're not too far away.
No, we're 2 miles away. We're staying where a lot of the gentlemen callers.
The flight attendants, the Delta Airlines flight attendants. Mm-hmm. Did you see any of them, by the way?
There was a line there. They didn't have anything else to do this morning because you were busy.
Oh, so
they were
okay,
all just flying. They were in a queue looking for other attention.
Oh, okay, great. Okay. Tell folks what you think of the villa and Fat Acres. Go ahead, Terry.
I like Fat Acres. It's very interesting. They don't have garages, which I think is fun. They're all carports or something.
There are a few garages, but
but
they're some carport, mostly
very
carports.
Very pretty, very colorful. Kind of close together because they don't have garages in front. So it's like an old town with a sidewalk and everything. And this morning when we pulled up, somebody was sitting on their porch swing.
Swing, not sling. The sling is not on the porch.
It's not on the porch.
So.
Yeah.
That is my glider.
And he's got a really nice guest room with a bed.
Really? Would you like to elaborate on how nice the guest room is?
It's very nice. In some parts of the country, guest rooms don't have beds.
Really?
Reason. Yeah.
Really? Oh, okay. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Yeah, the house is beautiful. Yeah. The neighborhood kind of reminds me of Mayberry. The homes are very pretty. I love the colors. I love the trim in your home, and it's very comfortable. Everything is nicely set up, and it looks terrific.
Well, I'm just trying to suck compliments out of them, y'all. You know,
I'm just reading off the list here that you gave me. What did I miss something?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, and it doesn't smell like bleach.
No, it doesn't. Or J Lube. Okay.
Yeah.
But what? And this is your first time to Charleston.
Never been to South Carolina, either one of us. So we're gonna see a few things, and maybe you can show us the coal mine.
We're gonna go down to the coal mine for a little bit. I think the coal miners have the week off. But maybe we'll be able to see some of the canaries or something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. So
we had a little barbecue yesterday, enjoyed some of the local flavor, and we'll see what else we can find today.
And I understand that you enjoyed Big Fatty's balls and his nuts last night.
I've had them in my mouth repeatedly over the last 24 hours.
We had to get the nuts, though. I don't know what happened.
Well, I know. You know, what can I say? So, anyway, but y'all, they really did. Couldn't enjoy my balls any more than they're still enjoying them right now, so
they are terrific.
Anyway,
I'd pop one in my mouth right now, but I'd be a disruption, and I'm sure Seder would be displeased.
Oh no, go ahead and do it, because you know, anytime we can displease the Seder,
let me have a sip. Excuse me while I have a sip of my poison China water.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, you know, that too may be trademarked, but that's okay. But oh, I'm sorry, that's not crisper, so he can hear. If you just make the mouth...
It's absolutely terrific.
Yeah, mouth sounds are always a good thing. So, you know, it's Christmas Day. What do y'all... what is a Digger and T-Wiggles Christmas Day like normally?
Well, normally at one of our places, we have Tom's family over.
Oh.
Yeah, and then we have to clean and go to one of the others.
So as of this Christmas, we will, I think we're going to have about 40 people to one of our places.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We have a very small place. It's a two-bedroom, and it's in a high-rise in Chicago, but we are able to use the party room upstairs, which is, it's can accommodate a lot of people. Uh-huh. So we get the food and hors d'oeuvres and drinks and things like that, get it all set up, and my family comes. And this year, I think we're only going to be missing one of my nieces. I've got 21 nieces and nephews.
Oh, my God!
Three brothers and a sister and their spouses. So it's a pretty big group. It's the only thing we host all year. And once that's over with, we usually get everything down back to our unit and start kind of cleaning up. So when it comes to Christmas Day, we don't usually get up very early, but we'll get up, maybe do a little bit of the dishes and things like that, and then eventually we'll go over to my oldest brother has invited us over to his home, so we'll be with them on Christmas Day, starting probably about 4 in the afternoon, but usually it's kind of a lazy day, especially because the busyness of the Christmas Eve gathering.
Oh, that is on Christmas Eve. Okay.
That's when we host our gathering. Okay. Yeah. So once that's over, we took it over. My mother used to always host it, and we took it over in 2001. After she passed away, my sympathies to the family.
All right, yeah. if I can help, not dispose of the body, but what is it?
If I can help in any way with the disposition of the remains.
Disposition of the remains. Hey, that sounds perfect for Crema Morning. Disposition of the remains. Yeah. That may be the show title. So, anyway, Gazing with Disposition of the Remains.
Didn't mean to bring it down.
No, what are we doing for New Year's?
Oh, what are we doing for New Year's?
Are you doing anything exciting? Anything fun?
We're going to the Aero... Puerto.
Aero Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aero Puerto. And so it sounds like you're... Dear Gussie. Well, I don't guess we have time to hear what you're doing for New Year's Eve. Anyway, I'm sure it'll be probably boring as shit.
It'll involve me making hors d'oeuvres, maybe onion dip.
Maybe some onion dip and chips and... picking up, what, 5 or 6 handles of vodka or something like that?
Probably.
Okay. All right. And dropping a coil here or there or something. And utilizing a less than adequate guest room.
Yep. You got to go in sideways, make your way in, and lay down quickly.
There you go. Well, Tom and Terry, thanks for joining us on Crema Morning. And old gal, what you got going on New Year's?
He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
Oh, I didn't realize Tom and Terry were coming.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.